Welcome to Real Talk with Reggie the D. I'm your host, Reggie the D. We've added a new question and answer segment to the show. Since I'm a life and motivational coach, I'm going to answer any questions you may have about your personal journey to success. Now let's dive into today's question, which comes from a listener. The listener says, I've been a faithful churchgoer for years, and I'm dedicated to my relationship with God. However, I can't shake the feeling that I'm stuck in a rut. Despite my prayers and efforts, I can't seem to get ahead in life. What am I doing wrong? First, I would like to thank you for your heartfelt question and your dedication to your faith. But I do understand why you feel frustrated when your efforts don't yield the results you want. I've been there before. Now I'm going to let you know that your faithfulness is not in vain. And there are several things to consider when you're looking at your situation. There's one important thing you need to know. You need to recognize that faith and action go hand in hand. I had to learn that early on. While prayer and faith are powerful, you must add effort and align actions. Have you ever heard the saying, faith without works is dead? So let me ask you a question. Are you taking the steps towards your goals? Or are you waiting for things to just happen? Now, let me ask you this question. Do you hold beliefs that wealth or success are sinful or unattainable for you? A lot of churches talk about wealth. They say you shouldn't have it. But I beg to differ. Because if you hold this belief, then sometimes a self-imposed glass ceiling is created in your life. Then those beliefs are a subconscious thought pattern that act as barriers to your progress. Now, faith can provide insights and guidance that can help us with our life challenges, and you need to incorporate spiritual principles into your decision-making. Now, my grandfather was a pastor and built his own churches, so I grew up in the church. I became a minister in 2004. But when I became a minister, still I struggled with certain things in my life. I still wasn't getting ahead in life and things like that. But I ended up having an opportunity with a career that I wanted. And I chose this career, but I had to grind to be successful at it. I worked 7 days a week for 14 months straight. I lived 20 minutes from the beach and never saw it in 14 months. See, what God does, he gives us opportunities, but we have to create our success. Now, let's talk about something that's close to my heart, which is the importance of inviting God into your life. For anyone that doesn't have God in their life, God and faith is important when pursuing your dreams and goals. Trust me, I've been there. It's easy to get caught up in the pursuit of success, often neglecting our spiritual well-being along the way. But what if I told you that having God in your life can actually enhance your journey towards greatness? It's important that you invite God in your life. God is the ultimate source of love, guidance, and strength. And when we open our hearts to him, we tap into a divine power that surpasses human understanding. Through prayer, meditation, and scripture, we get a deep connection with God and we align our actions with his will. So let me ask you this. Are you wondering, how does having faith relate to pursuing your dreams and goals? Well, faith is the driving force that propels us forward, even when the path seems uncertain. It's the unwavering belief that with God by our side, all things are possible. As it says in Matthew 19, chapter 26, verse, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. When we have faith, we trust in God's plan for our lives, knowing that he has a purpose and destiny uniquely tailored for each of us. Faith gives us the courage to step out of our comfort zones, take risks, and pursue our dreams. That's what faith is all about. Faith provides us with a sense of peace and assurance, even in the face of adversity. I remember a lot of times in my life, things would come my way and I couldn't see me coming out of it, but I had to have faith to bring me through. Our lives are so filled with challenges and setbacks, but when we anchor our faith in God, we find the strength to get through the storms. As it says in Isaiah 41, chapter 10, verse, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So, fam, I urge you to make God the center of your life. Invite him into your heart and allow his love and grace to transform you from the inside out as you embark on your new journey toward greatness, which you are great. Remember that faith is not just a belief, but a way of life. It's a guiding light that shines in the path ahead. Now, earlier I mentioned meditation. If you don't meditate, I encourage you to add it to your life. There are so many powerful benefits you can get from meditating. Did you know that meditation improves your overall well-being and sharpens your memory? It makes you happier. It enhances positive emotions. It also helps you manage your stress and depression. And if you think about it, you are training your mind to remain calm even in stressful situations. Now, you don't have to be a religious person to meditate. Meditating benefits everyone. Now, I want to leave you with a few challenges for the week ahead. I want you to reflect on your goals and aspirations, both personally and professionally. Take some time to pray and meditate every day on what you truly desire for your life, and ask for guidance in discovering what steps you should take for your journey. And once you have clarity on your goals, I challenge you to take one step towards each of them. You may want to research a new career, start networking, or volunteer your time to serve others. Make sure whatever actions you take align with your aspirations. I also want you to take a moment to reflect on your relationship with God. Ask yourself this question: are you truly allowing him to work in your life? Or are you trying to go on this journey alone? I need you to leave your fears, doubts, and insecurities to God and watch as he leads you to new heights of purpose and fulfillment. That's what your life is all about. Now, always remember that faith without action is like a ship without a sail. You need to trust God's plan for your life, but you must take the steps you need to get the future you desire. With faith, hard work, and perseverance, you will definitely start to see progress and breakthroughs in your journey. So just keep going. And what I always say, don't quit. To my listener, thank you for the questions, and I truly hope it helps and blesses people today. Now, don't forget to send your questions to me via email at rsherman@realtalkwithreginald.com or visit my website at realtalkwithreginald.com and instant message me on the website, or you can just send a message on there as well. Or message me on social media platforms. Just search for Real Talk with Reginald D. And do me a favor. Make sure you share this episode with your family, and don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can receive alerts every Tuesday and Thursday when new episodes are published. I know it's a lot of information, but if you just go to realtalkwithreginald.com and explore my website, you will find everything you need there. By the way, you will be able to find all the links in the show notes as well. That's all for today's episode, fam. I hope you find this episode inspiring and insightful. Remember, you have the power to shape your destiny and live a life filled with purpose and abundance. May God bless you abundantly as you walk in faith and pursue the greatness that he has destined for you. As always, thank you for tuning in. And until next time, stay faithful, stay focused, and keep striving for greatness, because that's who you are. See you next time.